There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. My heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
The Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the
Your
glory, God, is what I want to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Presence,
your presence,
the Holy Spirit. One more time, say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Come,
love
me. Your glory,
God, is what I want
to be
overcome
by your Let your presence be this room right now. Let your presence be my life right now. Oh, let your glory fill this room right now. Your presence, let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become.
Your presence.
Let us experience.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we welcome in the Holy Spirit. Amen. He only going to come in through a body and a vessel. He only going to come in about we open up our mouth and we begin to shabbat him. We begin to say hallelujah. We begin to say, Father, we welcome you tonight on this When We Speak Now. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege just to be able to come before the body of Christ on tonight. Amen. I count it as a privilege and an honor that God had allowed me to see another blessed Thursday night. Amen. So we do give honor to the Most High God, to the Most High Priest, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, strong and mighty on tonight. I give honor to our Pastor E and his absence on tonight. But I do praise God that he allowed the women to come together on this When We Speak Now. Amen. So I just want to tell the Lord, thank you once again. Amen. As I begin to go into a quick prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we just want to say we thank you that even how you allow us to see another blessed story. So we know this is the last night in February. So, Father God, we thank you that you have allowed us to cross over. Hallelujah. We praise you for the blood on tonight. So, Father God, we give you praise and we give you glory. You get all the honor out of whatever I say. I'm only a vessel that you will speak through my lips of clay on tonight. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be coming from 2 Chronicles 7:14. A little excited. Amen. I apologize. We come tonight for 2 Chronicles 7:14. And we're going to read James 4:10. Amen. The word of the Lord say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will hear their land. He's saying, if my peoples, so he's asking a question. He's speaking to us tonight. He said, if my people, which are called, okay, let's break down the meaning of call. Call upon, what is your call? It could be your calling. Something that someone can offer you. Or other words, when we go through major warfare, major uptight, crisis, situation, facing a problem, can I call on my sister? Can I call on my brother? And they're going to be able to pray me through, pray for me, help me. He's saying, if my people, if we have been called by God, we're supposed to be equipped to be ready to do major warfare at any time, any place. Amen, somebody. It reminds me as Jesus began to sit down, as he began to teach the 12 disciples. He said he chose 12 disciples, and I believe in the word of God. Said he sat them down and he taught them first, then he released them out. But guess what? How can we preach without a pastor? So we go to our pastor, whoever, and say, God has called me into the ministry. So tonight, God has said, Solomon, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. What do the word of God humble mean? And James 4:10 say, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So whatever we desire in this season, it's going to come to much humble ourselves. He said we must come to him humble as a little child. It's not about us. It's not about a toddler. It's not about a toddler. When you come to Jesus Christ, you come to him as your first name. When Jesus speaks to us, he speaks to us by our first name. So it's not about the toddler. But he said, in my people, which I'll call by my name, he didn't say nothing about it. We can't call on our own self. God says, which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Pray. Humble. Modesty. Without accept pride. You cannot be humble and you got a pride spirit. That does not work. The Bible said a humble and a pride spirit God does not like. So we have to stay humble before God in this season. We want to get elevated. You want to get promoted. He said, come to me humble as a little child. I just read to you James 4:10. It said, humble yourself. So what God is speaking, he telling even James. He said, James, humble yourself. Sometimes God has to tell us to humble ourselves because he knows that we will get the big head. Come on, somebody. We'll think that we all this and that. If people don't call us prophets, apostles, bishop, pastor, elder, minister, some of us will allow our flesh to get offended, allow our flesh to rise up and say, oh, do you know who I am? But you shouldn't have to tell people who you are. The Bible says your spirit and your fruits, people are going to know you by the Spirit of God. But also, if your character is Jacob, what good to have all of the eloquence speaking in tongues, prophesying, but your character is Jacob. You can't come to God with a Jacob character. That's why he said, humble yourself in the sight of God. In due season, I will lift you up. We can't lift ourselves up. We cannot promote ourselves. We cannot brag on ourselves. There's no good thing in your flesh, my flesh, nobody's flesh. He said there's no good thing to glorify in who? In the sight of God. Amen. So tonight, he said, if my people, hallelujah, put your call by my name, my God of Zion. Come on, somebody. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, my people, which are called by my name, which shall humble themselves. Oh, he asked us a question. He's not demanding. He's not commanding it. All that he said will humble themselves. Sometimes God has to allow us to go through much things in life because we get such a company towers and prophecies, but the Bible said prophecy is going to deceive. The word of God said everything is going down but what? But my word. If you ain't got no word in you, I'm telling you right now, you in the earth. Look here and say, you are in the big but trouble. He said everything's going down but my word. You got to have some word in you to be able to fight the enemy. But the key thing tonight, God is saying, I need them to humble themselves. He said, pray and seek my seat. Seek me, seek it in the face of God. Do not seek him. Who seek the Lord? He said, we're fine. Then he said, seek me and you shall find me. He said, no, as the door shall be open. Seek me, I'm going in to my secret place, to my prayer closet. I'm going into the closet. I'm going in. I'm going to seek God until my answers has been manifestation. I'm going there, going to seek God until my prayer has came to pass. You cannot seek God one time. You got to continue to go in and seek him. He said, seek me daily. He said, call up on me while I might be fine. We have to, it's a daily thing. We got to continue to seek God. If we don't seek God, I'm telling you, the enemy is going to come in and attack our mind. It's so important that we learn how to seek God for everything. Whatever you need, it's in prayer. Whatever you're asking God for, believe me. He said, when you pray, believe. And he told Papa Isaiah, he said, before you finish praying, he said, I have already answered your prayer. So he said, seek my face, his face. No other face but God. Seek the face of God. Whatever we need, it is in the face of God, laying on our face, crying out, praying, and just seeking God. That's a good thing. When you can go into your prayer closet, you can get there and lay before the Lord. Sometimes we need to go in and seek God. We need to lay before God, and we don't need to say nothing. Because we don't tell God everything we want him to do. But he said, okay, when you finish praying, you finish seeking me, are you going to wait until I answer you? We too busy telling God everything that we want. But he said, are you going to lay in my presence long enough for me to be able to what? Speak back to you? Nope. We don't have enough time. We ain't wait. We want something pop, quick, and heavy. We want something like the popcorn in the microwave. Put it on what? 2 minutes? Popcorn is ready. That's how we want to go in and we seek God. But seeking God is a continual thing. Seek Him. Knowing that even in your seeking His presence, continue that strength and seeking God. Whatever we need, it is seeking who? Seeking God. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, and turn from their wicked ways. Now, I know we all say we all children, women of God, men of God. We know that we do not practice in no wickedness. Amen. But wicked is a mental disregard for justice, righteousness. Wicked is association with worshiping pagan gods, sexual immortality, oppressing. Wicked means someone who are bright as evil. Now, I know we on this line tonight, whoever dialing tonight, I know that we don't practice wicked. I know that we don't worship no pagan God. And see, pagan holidays is, when you celebrate pagan holidays, that is not of God. It's okay to believe it. We might have loved ones, our husband, wife, say, I still want to celebrate the holiday because we married. We have to go along with our spouse. But you don't praise and worship pagan days, pagan holidays. That's why he said, don't worship no pagan God. Some of us got our own God. Some of us practice evil things. How are we going to get even with somebody? How are we going to get that person? We don't plan it out. When we going to do it? How are we going to do it? It's all things. We don't allow the wicked thing to go through our minds. We sit and consecrate and think about how can I get even with that sister. I know, God, you told me to turn the other cheek. God, I know you told me if I don't forgive my son, Lord, you will not forgive me. Now, here we are giving God all by his word. But we still practice in wicked stuff. If he said, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. Of course, it hurts. It definitely hurts. We can't say it don't hurt because it do hurt. But when you are in the kingdom of God, when you are a mature child of God, when you are a mature woman of God, man of God, we his daughter, we his son, we have to learn how to let stuff go. If it hurt us, we should go into secret in prayer and we should ask God, Lord, I'm coming to you tonight. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm frustrated, irritated. See, we should go to God. Don't go to nobody else and tell them this because we got to be careful who we tell stuff to. Some people take stuff what we say and they'll run with it. And sometimes, you know what? They'll have us on three ways. You don't even know. Because these days and times, you got to be very careful who we talk to, be very careful who we entertain, because sometimes people be setting us up and we don't even know it. So it's best to keep stuff to yourself. If we got a problem with somebody, you need to go to your pastor and say, Pastor, I'm coming to you in confidence. Right now, I really am upset, I'm hurt, I'm disappointed, I'm pissed off, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, and I need you to talk to me, I need you to pray for me, because right now, I am not even walking in no prophetess, no pastor, no apostle, no bishop, nothing, because I am right now still going through my mind. See, when we can come real and clean with God, God say he helped people that's real. You got to be honest. I don't know about you all tonight, but I can truly say I have not arrived there yet in such a place that I don't get upset. I do get upset. I do sometimes not see it go through my mind, but I know the word of Bible say immediate. He said, cast down every thought. So he said, don't let them things linger in your mind too long, Lisa. You got to immediate. You got to repent quickly, because if you don't repent quickly, it's about this wickedness, wicked will stuff go through our mind. We're still human. Come on, somebody. So one thing about it, so that's why he said, confess your thoughts to one another, and God said he is faithful and just to forgive us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. He said, but you got to turn from your wicked ways. Now, he's saying, God saying to Solomon, I'm going to do all this, but I need to know one thing. Are you going to turn from your wicked ways? Then what I hear from heaven. He said, I ain't going to hear from heaven until you turn from your wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sins and will heal their land. Now, God, all thank God, asking us tonight. He said, first of all, he said, my people, call about my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, turn. He said, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways. All thank God, saying this tonight. He asked, he just what he said us tonight. He said, if we do all of this, what he has commanded, he said, and will heal their land. So all we have to do is ask God. And it's okay. You might say, how do I seek God first? Leave your worldly lifestyle and cry out to God on your knees. Seek Jesus in prayer. Wait for Jesus in prayer. Wait for Jesus to talk to you by it. Listen. Let Jesus show us the way. When we seek him, God, he said, you got to let all the stuff go. When we come into prayer, we get to see God. First thing we should do is enter into his presence. We should automatically start repenting. We have a repentant heart, asking God, forgive me. Because sometimes we don't say a thing, we don't do a thing. Come on, y'all, let's be real. And we know that we don't plan it, how we going to do it, when we going to do it. So when we come in seeking the face of God, we should start repenting first. God, forgive me. Every thought, God, came through my mind, God. Everything I spoke from my heart, but I did not speak it out of my mouth. You should repent to God first. Lay before him. Come before him with a repentant heart and begin to cry out to the Lord. Amen. Because that's what he told Solomon. But the key thing tonight that we really want to focus on is James 4 and 10. It say, humble yourself. He didn't say, humble yourself in the sight of no pastor, no apostle, no bishop, no prophet. He said, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, God said, if you do all of this, if you just humble yourself, don't you know, whatever we ask God for, if we humble ourselves and we come before his presence with a humble heart, God will grant us our very heart desires. But you cannot come before telling God, this is what I want you to do for me, God. First of all, you can't go to God that kind of way. He's saying, enter in to worship. Enter in, God, fill me, God. Lord, I'm welcoming you tonight, Holy Spirit. You are welcome. You enter in with thanksgiving in your heart. But the key thing tonight, people of God, tonight, let's stay humble. Whatever we need God to do in this season, let's stay humble. Don't allow nobody to pat us on the back. Don't allow people to brag on us. Don't allow people to boast on us. We only get all the things that we do is God get all the glory, all the honor. Everything that we do, God get the praise. God gets the glory. God, if you do it, that's what he said. What you do in secret, I will open reward. So what is he saying? If you bless me in secret, God said, I'll open reward you. We're supposed to go around telling people did for us. Listen, we use that as a testimony. Then you supposed to go to that person and say, sister, is it okay if I share my testimony, how God touched your heart to bless me? First, I'll go to the person that blessed us and ask them first. Come, they might want everybody to know. But what we do is we want everybody to know But sometimes people for God, we do stuff out of envy, jealousy. We brag on that person, make the other person feel bad. We have to be careful. We have to make sure that our motives is pure. Whatever we do in this season, let's do it to the glory of God. Let God get all the glory. Let God get all the honor, all the praise on tonight. Let's do like Solomon. He told Solomon, if my people, which are called by my name, he said, if my people, don't you know when we got saved, we got born again, God said, you're no longer yourself. Now you are my daughter. Now you are my son. And do you realize that we have an inheritance with God? When we got saved, our name changed. It's in the Lamb Book of Life. God said, now welcome, my daughter. Welcome, my son. You are my children. He said, now that you did all that. But he said, I still need you to remain humble in this season, in my closing. Whatever we need in this season, let's stay humble, people of God. Let's listen to the voice of God like never before. In my last words, be very careful in this season who we allow to speak in our ears. Be careful who what we allow to go in our ears, because the Bible says, God, our ear. We got to be very careful in this season. Who says so? Even the prophecy, prophesy so. Be careful with the prophecy and the prophesy. The Bible says, judge every prophecy with the word of God and see if it lines up with the word of God. A prophecy is only confirmation that God has already dealt with us. He don't came to us, told us ourselves, or told someone else, a prophet, apostle, a teaching, brother. All they come to do is to confirm what God has said. But even if we get prophecy, people of God, don't move so quickly on a prophecy. Learn how to wait. Learn how to take that prophecy back to God and say, God, you spoke through the woman and man of God. I knew it was you. But God, I'm coming to you myself and say, when do you want me to do this? When do you want me to be released from this and that? I know they say my time is up, time for me to move. But God, I'm not going to move off of prophecy. I'm going to move on your condition. I'm going to move when you say move. That's when you can say, I am your people. I have been called by God. I am one of his disciples. Because when he sends his 12 disciples, he sat them down. He taught them. He did not release them until he knew they was well equipped. Till he knew they was ready to go out. Son of the pastor is releasing people out too soon, too quickly. That's why things is happening, shipwreck, because you release them out for the wrong reason. So your motives is wrong. But in this season, people of God, and let's just stay humble. I'm closing now with prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just come before your presence on tonight. God, we ask you to touch your people's heart, the one that dialed in on tonight, God. We thank you tonight, Father God. We're going to look through like James 4 and 10 and say, it's a humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up in due season. So, Father God, we pray tonight, God, that we will begin to search our heart and our mind, and we will really see, God, that you lift up Pastor E. Hamilton right now, God, as he in revival on this week. We ask you to bless this service, God. Let the move of God take place. It's all about souls being saved for the kingdom of God. We pray for him. We pray for whoever he with, the covenant network. We pray for the service that it would be a move of God. But I pray for souls be saved, souls be healed, souls be delivered, souls be set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we give you praise and glory on them. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Awesome word, mighty woman of God. Prophetess Lisa. God bless you.